I think that he's just resetting because of that shit. He's probably on his laptop that's running through his phone.
Lord have mercy. We good to go?
Yes, we are live.
My gosh, dude. What a way to start the day. I've been up since 3 a.m. Hi, Tracy. Can't hear her either.
I don't know if she's talking. Hey.
I can hear you.
Can you guys loop? Me?
You know that that thing that says hot dogs or legs? You got that thing going on right now. Big time.
Wait.
Oh my god.
So I heard you're at summer camp.
Me?
Is that true? Yeah.
No.
You're at summer camp?
Where are you right now?
I'm in Austin.
Yeah, aren't you at like some kind of like a wrestling camp or something like that?
Oh, no. I'm doing a Sheepdog Protector 1 training course.
You're this close to me, you didn't tell me?
Huh?
Are you joining the armed forces?
No. Wait, Caleb, where do you live?
I'm like 2 hours from you in Dallas.
Come see me.
No, it's not worth it.
Wow.
Sounds like a bad idea.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like a bad choice.
So tell me, what is Sheepdog? I don't really know enough about it, but...
He was shitting on it earlier. Don't let him tell you that.
Listen, for what I see on the internet, there's like all of these men's groups that like get together and they like try to find like to like unify and find a way to like, I don't know, master insecurities through like jujitsu and, you know, gun camps like this. And I actually like Tim Kennedy. I think he's an impressive guy. I think he's cool. So I don't really know anything about his business entity, but what exactly is it?
So the Protector One course is basically 3 days where you understand, like, you do dry firing, you do firing drills, you go through, like, you have, like, a situational awareness section, first aid, you learn, like, self-defense, grappling with dummy knives and guns, things sick. Like that. Yeah.
Sick. And what's the girl-to-guy ratio?
I'm going to take a safe bet that I will be one of few.
Very few. Yes.
And what drew you to this, by the way?
I want to do it for years, to be honest. I don't know. It's just cool. Like, I want to be able to protect people I care about and also kill somebody if I have to kill somebody.
I mean, this segues perfectly into our red flag, green flag list. And I'm trying to get the psychology.
Green flag. Just kidding. Yeah.
Is it weird? I thought you were going to a dog training school, a sheepdog.
Might as well be a dog training school.
I thought we were talking about training with dogs. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. So... Let's just be honest.
Does anybody have a collar? My first
Even if you did have a gun, the likelihood that you're going to stop somebody or my size or Caleb's size when we come to the house, 0%.
Zero.
If I have a gun.
I mean, if you shot me directly in the face, yes. But I would stomach some bullets and then I would get to you.
Abigail would definitely have a chance, though. She would give it an honest shot. She wouldn't just run away.
I would definitely fucking kill you.
The best thing you can do in that situation is shit all over yourself and rub poop all over your body. Because that's the only thing that is going to stop me from wanting to do anything bad to you.
No, I'm like, she's covered in poop.
This takes all the buzz out of the room.
No.
If you have a gun to my face, like, you fucking bitch, I'll kill you. I'm like, oh, I'm so hard right now.
No. Like, see, Hunter, you are literally, okay, we're getting into red flags. You're the dude who would be like, yo, how do you feel about, like, pissing on me?
No, not at all.
You give me that vibe.
This has nothing to do with
that vibe.
Dude, I'm way too much of a clean freak. You're too dumb to even pick up on that. If you notice, everywhere I go, everything needs to be clean.
He's not a clean freak. He's a tidy freak. Because if you see his place that he stays in, it's not clean. It's not clean at all.
Oh, come on, dude. Yeah, because I live up in the mountains. There's dust and dirt around.
You pay somebody to clean your apartment. And
Anita is a ripoff, dude. She's a false fucking flag. She just comes in here and watches Netflix on my couch.
She is the
cleaning ladies do the same thing. My cleaning ladies come here and just throw everything everywhere. Like my mats are in different places. All the stuff is stacked up in different places. I'm like, what's happening here?
She's a world class piece of shit. She is. There's only one thing that I tell her every time. We've broken English. I'm like, Anita, don't touch the pennies. I have pennies that line my mirror. And she fucks them up every time. There's just a pile of pennies. I'm like, your one job, you know, just spend your time watching Netflix. As far as the other thing that we were talking about, listen, even though I know you have some perversion in the back of your head, wishing that I would have you pee your shit on you or myself, I don't want that in my life. But I'm telling you right now, the only way you're going to stop a guy is by doing that. If he really wants to get a hold of you. That's
I think
the move.
That if you shoot
come to my house,
accurately.
Pay me $5,000, and my sheepdog course is squat down, shit hard, and start rubbing.
I have a feeling like the power of a hollow point 9mm bullet could do quite some damage on you. I know you think that, like,
dude,
I honestly, but
your adrenaline keeps you moving towards that person for at least 10 seconds.
There's two things that I like to look at on my phone late at night, and it's cars and crazy cop videos. And let me tell you, those crazy cop videos, there's like 10 cops with guns trying to take out one guy, and they are not stopping him. It's crazy. This guy's just coming at him and just taking lead everywhere, and he's
eating
unstoppable.
Bullets.
It's crazy.
But this is the thing, is by the time you got to me, you would just fall on top of me dead.
Mission accomplished.
I've watched these videos, dude. These guys are literally like action heroes. You're just like,
I mean,
how are
you
not
have
dead?
You would, in a place like this, that's this small, because I'm in your apartment and there's nowhere to go, you might have a shot. But in like a house or something, or like where he's staying, no way.
Just shit your pants.
Yeah, no way.
Quick. Just get it done quick and you're fine. I walk into the bedroom like, it stinks in here. And I'm like, I'm out.
Turn off.
Yeah, dude. I'm trying to help you out. I'm helping you out right now.
Hunter, how's your love life? How's your love life going? I heard you have a new child, Brad.
It's non-existent. It's non-existent.
I feel like you're such a liar.
Listen, dude, if we want to start talking about our personal lives, I would love to take yours out, get it under the microscope, and fillet the two of you right now.
I got some
ammo, dude.
Tracy, did you update him?
A little bit,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, a little bit. I wasn't going to just say it, but yeah, a little bit.
Listen, dude, you want to hurt each other's feelings? Let's do it right now. Gloves off.
Don't bring poop to a gunfight.
Yeah,
solid.
Dude, what's up? What's up? There may or may not be somebody in my life. Maybe. We're not going to give too much information. We're going to be very vague about this. And when the dust settles, we may have a story to tell.
Jump scare.
Is it the world-class woman telling me about?
Spoiler alert, the dust never settles.
The dust never settles. Drama's here always.
Yeah, Caleb can tell you that for sure.
There's women breaking into my house all the time with pistols.
Sorry to spoil the fun, but it never ends.
Yeah, this is the thing, is like, Hana literally is like, he would be the one to get aroused by a bitch trying to kill him. Like, he'd be like, go to the sheepdog course just so that you can learn how to try to kill me. And then...
Oh my god, this hurts so bad. I'm so tired.
That's why I live so much.
You guys may not be old enough to remember this, but there's a movie called GoldenEye. And there's this woman in it where she's like the hot chick, but she's also like a spy that kills you at the same time. And she gets you in there and gets you like all liquored up and like you think you're gonna have sex with her, and then she smothers you with her thighs. And
that's the way to go.
Yeah, and then I'm like, no, I can't breathe, and then I have to find a way to get her off of me. My joke's on you, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Fake passing out.
Just do jujitsu.
I play possum.
Just go do jujitsu.
Play possum. I pass out. I wake up and then beat the shit out of her.
Just go literally go train jujitsu.
guys, red flag number six. Girls who do jiu-jitsu. Red flag number six.
Abigail's bringing all the red flags in here right now.
You are literally a walking red flag. You're wearing a crop top, tank top. You got tats.
It's a sports bra.
I said tats were a green flag for both parties, so we're going to disagree here. I think tats are a green flag on dudes and on chicks. That's,
I'll agree.
You have a serpent. What else do you have on your arm?
She went through this last week.
Crows? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I forget.
There was one of them that was so off limits to talk about, she would only just tell us what it is.
Yeah. Well, so guys, today, now that we've worked through 10 minutes of turbulent talk, we are going to go through green flags, red flags, because we all do talk about this in the privacy of our own homes. And without getting too dirty and specific,
red flag.
That's red flag, an Indiana banner.
Yeah.
We're going to go through the green and red flags, and we're going to try to understand the opposite sex a little bit better. And
can we do one for men, one for women? Because I feel like some also apply to both. But there are some that are just for men and just for women.
Now you're getting excessive.
I got to do a green flag for women.
I have a list. Oh, dude, Jesus, look at that professional. That's a green flag. That's an organized woman.
Here's my list. Go. Yeah. I'm taking notes today.
Is that toilet
sticky
paper?
Sticky notes.
No, it's toilet paper. She wipes his ass with it later.
No, you're the one who needs toilet. After the conversation this morning, Hunter, you're the one who needs toilet paper.
Yes.
Don't you bring that up in the private. That was a private text.
What's happening?
This is the best text I've received all day.
Hunter,
this shitty morning.
I woke up and I was sitting there and I was doing work and it was just one of the worst farts of my entire life. And I texted both Caleb and Tracy. I was like, I just farted so hard that it ruined my day. Like, literally. I was like, I have to leave the house.
Red flag,
dude. That's a healthy digestive tract.
No, dude. The way every time I talked on a call with you, you had some kind of either diarrhea, a fart that was a shit.
Yeah.
A fart that made you leave the house.
Always
that
has to leave the podcast early or a phone call because he's got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, he says he has to eat, but he doesn't. He just has to remove things from his body.
Dude, Ben Ellis, girls who have millions of pillows on their bed. That's a good one. Guys, start so putting your good red flags in there.
That is true.
I'm just going to start this off because I'm too excited. Chicks that only drink coffee.
Wait. Are we doing a red flag for everybody first?
Everybody can get one red flag out, but here's my opinion on this. Girls are just like never eating food and just always seem to be drinking coffee.
Those are
some of the craziest chicks on the planet. Like, Tracy, their brains are disconnected from reality because they have not had any calories. And they're just always seem to be drinking iced coffee and walking around like, yeah. Like, that is 100% Tracy. And there's so many fucking chicks that I know that do that. And you start spending time with them. I'm like, wait a second. One of the wires is about to come loose. Watch them.
Wait, let me pause. Let me pause. Tracy, did you use my blow dryer this morning?
I did.
Your hair is looking voluminous. I can tell. I left it for her. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. One step at a time, trying to get my shit together.
All right, now a girl gets to go. Boy, girl, boy.
All right. You want to go, Abs?
Yeah.
Good.
I think a red flag. Wait, can I do one for a woman or am I doing one for a man?
No, you got to do it for the opposite sex, unless you're dating chicks, which is cool.
Okay. Well,
she's a wannabe lesbian.
Yeah,
I am a wannabe. I'm not, but okay. If they drive a BMW.
Cool. Yeah. Facts. Add Tesla to that list.
Or Tesla.
Dude, Teslas are such tools.
I hate them.
I sold my BMW, went back to a Subaru. I fucking love my Subaru. Why is that? Could you have a little bit of context?
I don't know. Just all the dudes that I know that drive BMWs, they have like something to them, like some kind of person.
What about the last guy you were dating? What did he drive?
Probably a BMW.
A Jeep.
Oh. All right.
A Jeep. Cool. But I did break up with him. That was awkward. He started crying.
Dude, he probably is gonna listen to this show.
No, he's not. He's gonna bust
your house, and you're gonna have to test out your sheepdog skills.
Dude, legit, like he was like, I'm never gonna see you again, and like muted me on Instagram, and he's like, don't text me. And he started crying, and then he was like, I hope I die on the plane going home. And I was like, dude, we literally were not that serious. It was kind of a little much. Like
emotional jumping.
Yeah, it was. He should purchase. Actually,
dude, no, you're lethal, man. I wouldn't talk about somebody that way. You were just fucking, you're dumping your private life all over the place for this guy.
They don't know who he is.
Yeah, he probably is not going to listen.
He knows who he is.
He's a great person. He's just like way more sensitive than I anticipated, and I think he thought we were way more than we were.
This is one of those situations where he says he'll never listen to this podcast, and specifically because he emotionally dumped like that, he's absolutely watching this podcast right now.
Whatever. Hey, that's all right. I appreciate everything that you.
Respect that statement.
I've known you for a handful of months, and I don't even know if you, in certain circumstances, would consider me to be of any value or any relationship in your life. Like, if we get to the point where China takes over and we go into the concentration camps and somehow you get hired as, like, a combat instructor, like, we're walking by, I'm like, hey, Abby, remember me? And you're like, I don't know him. And you just walk away. Like, that's the kind of relationship I think we have.
I would literally, I would see you, I would shit in my hand, and I'd throw it at your face.
100%. Yeah. I'm like, she looked at his dog. Everybody. All right. Ryan or Caleb?
Go for it, Ryan.
Cool.
You're on mute.
Oh, nice.
You're on mute.
That's a good one.
You're on mute, Ryan.
It's vocal fry. When they talk like this.
Yeah. That is creepy.
Wait, what?
I just don't know what to
like
do.
When they, oh, God. I can't even fucking say
I'll
that.
Have a cup of coffee.
That's a valley girl.
That makes me so uncomfortable.
Fry, yeah.
Ooh, this watch, is a good one.
If you're watching The Bachelor, they do it all over The Bachelor. Bachelorette. Oh, yeah.
And Love is Blind. The new season's awesome. Everybody needs to watch it.
Do you think they get taught that stuff, or do you think it's just literally like a characteristic that they have from birth?
It's been studied as a psychological thing because of the Kardashians that they do it so much. Women or men think that because you're using like a low tone, it gives you like a sense of status by talking like that.
But isn't that kind of like the gay thing? Like when all of a sudden someone goes from being like a straight guy to like an out of the closet gay guy, that they all of a sudden like, hey,
they're all feminine. Like,
where did that come from?
An effeminate voice. I'm talking about like a
characteristic. Drawing. Yeah, I'm saying it's two different people that are trying to like pick up like a new style. But that always confused me so much because I knew some straight dudes that were like Mr. Macho, and all of a sudden they decided to be gay. I'm like, when did this switch turn on that you have this new characteristic? Voice. Yeah, you're like, what's happening here? Same person, different voice. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's like what chicks are trying to do now. It's like, no, yeah.
Gross.
Actually, coffee shop scene, TV show, Louder Milk. Okay, Caleb, you're up.
That's Tracy. It was boy, girl,
oh,
boy,
shit,
girl.
Tracy, sorry.
Oh, word. Yeah, guys that can dish out jokes, but they can't take them back.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Hunter's like, I feel
like, fuck, that's me.
tough.
No, he can take it. But yeah, if like a guy can like make a joke all day and you can banter and then all of a sudden you say something and you're just like trying to be whatever about it and they actually take offense to it, I'm like, nah. Can't.
Don't be a little bitch.
No. Yeah, don't be a little bitch.
You washed out, Hunter. You washed out.
I know, dude. I'm trying to work this fucking dumb light. Sorry. Do I go back to the head of the rotation? Caleb, you're up.
I'm out. Girls who live in Florida.
Bro.
Like, why would you live in Florida, like as a choice?
Wait, hold on. Can we
that's
have some context
that's
to that?
A red flag.
Because I would say the same thing about Texas. I'm like,
yeah.
Why the fuck did you pick the desert? You're not a cowboy. So what's your reason?
This is along the same lines of when I put the poll up, Caleb responded and put red flag as a blobfoot.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a BS.
Also, okay. I will say, like, where in Florida? Because Florida is Miami. Like, I feel
like Miami okay. area, like that's places fair. Where it's just like party central. It's just like you go out, you hug everybody you know. It's just like okay, so following up, like a girl who goes out to clubs or bars and knows every guy there.
Okay,
that's totally different.
That's not Florida.
That has nothing to do with the Florida thing. Yeah, you guys are just adding Miami. Red flags. You're skipping your turn.
My bad. Two red flags.
Two for one.
Hunter's,
hold on.
Hunter's like, look, I found all of my child brides in Miami. So
dude, I haven't dated anybody out of Miami. What was I going to say? Ryan, can you bring up that video I sent and said use this on the podcast of that chick talking to the guy about the data science?
Oh, that was talking about the bell curve?
Yeah.
Where did you
perfectly
send it?
I sent it this morning, so
you might have sent it to me.
Maybe yeah, Tracy, you forwarded
any
to him.
Instagram messages from you.
Oh, can you forward it to him, Tracy? So yeah. One of my biggest red flags is girls that have what are called evasive argument tactics. Like whenever you try to encounter the actual conversation, they just dodge it. And this is one that I found today where this girl is trying to get all upset with this, you know, this dude while they're having a conversation. And as soon as he brings up a point that completely proves his point, she just evades it and starts talking about something else and like kind of just gaslights. Like it's like a.
She's trying to be right about something.
But yeah. I found out with so many chicks that there's no logic when I'm getting into conversations of like, hey, you know, this is it. And like, this is why they all of a sudden are just like outer space. They're just like, they just completely dodge it. They're no longer on the planet. Watch this right here. This is a perfect example I'm talking
smarter
about.
Smarter than men. Do you think it's just for homeschooling their children?
Again, the claim that you made at first, which is that men and women have bell curves, the men's bell curve being wider than the woman's, would not imply that the average woman is smarter than the average man.
Oh, no.
It would line them up
exactly. The curve itself implies or actually indicates that
no, it would
on
just
average.
Be the extremes.
No, right. No. If you actually look at the curves at the top, it's women taller than the men's curve.
The IQ of the curve would be on the x-axis, right? That's where you get the extremes. So yeah, I think.
So are you disputing that on average, women are more intelligent than men?
Would Larry Summers, as would the people.
She avoids the fact that she's wrong and just all of a sudden just attacks another subject real quick.
She doesn't understand the graph.
I don't even think
it's that. The whole point is that she just wants to be right about something. So since she was proven wrong, she just skirts around it and just brings up something else to make him feel dumb. That's the point.
That's one of my biggest red flags with like chicks. Like I will
that's
have
so annoying.
It's so annoying.
I prefer to outright lose an argument and just like be like proven right on the spot than play games like this where it's like it's an impossible ending to a situation.
Yeah. Well, she also lost her own argument because she was being a fucking idiot talking about female intelligence.
Well, that's another part of the conversation. You guys are mostly wrong all the time.
Okay. But hey, it's also the same like for guys because I think it's on the long lines of like making people feel stupid on purpose just so you have the upper hand.
Well, evasive tactics, I mean, listen, that can be across the board. Like, I wouldn't want evasive communication tactics with anybody, whether it's a friend, a relationship, whatever. But especially when you get into relationships, typically because you're just dating this one person, you're like, if I have to spend all my fucking time with you and this is the way you act, you're like, boom. All right. Lady turn. That's you, Abba Snail. Anybody who's part snail, red flag.
if they're like the gym is their personality.
You mean like that's they just go to the gym? That's all.
Like
they
if
do?
The gym is if it's just literally like lift, eat, sleep, and like all they talk about is the gym. Their whole life is the gym. Like all it is lifting.
I would
like,
just say meal prep chicks.
Well, that's for dudes. I have to do it for dudes.
Oh, I know. But I guess in similar meal prep dudes.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. I'm in. I haven't really run into that much. I'm trying to date outside the gym.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of guys in the gym that just are like the whole thing. Like, I'm like, do you do anything else with your day? Mm-hmm. And it's literally like, I wake up and I eat to like get ready for my training session. And then I do my training session for like several hours, which what the fuck are you doing? Several hours. And then they leave, and then they're like, I got to get my shit in to, like, recover. And then they're like, I got to go to take a nap to recover. And then I got to do my posing to fucking prep. And I'm like, oh, okay.
They don't have.
Are any of these guys, like, high-level athletes, or are they just turds?
Usually they're turds, because the thing is, like, if bodybuilding was their career, then I would get it. It's, like, part of your sport, whatever. You got to do what you got to do. A lot of it is just guys that are, like, into aesthetic training, physique training.
Sick.
And it's so much worse.
All right, guy time. Guy time. Ryan, or is it Caleb?
It's Caleb.
Get him good, Caleb. Knock him down.
Are we going red flags or green flags, you say?
Red flags. We go red only. I only like red.
Red flags is a woman who posts daily on her social media of her in a bikini or some type of, like, risque outfit just to get attention.
Mm. I will second that with girls who say that they're models but are not real models. Like, if you're not getting featured on, like, ad campaigns or anything, you're not a model. You are somebody looking for attention who maybe has an affiliate link. Mm-hmm. And same exact thing for him. Like, somebody who's just, like, always, like, I always have my shirt off, and it's part of kind of, like, our brand, but we're, like, promoting massive brands behind that. Otherwise, you just see me in ponchos at all times. Combat boots.
Yeah. Ponchos and shit stained pants.
No, dude. There's no pants. So that's the greatest thing about the poncho.
Easy access.
All right, Tracy, it's your turn.
I wouldn't red flag anybody that smokes cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
Did you say anything about Black & Milds? I started smoking Black & Milds recently again.
No, I actually, I love Black & Milds. I'm not going to lie. Oh. I love the smell of it, but I'm like, I could dig, you know, cigars, Black & Milds, whatever, but cigarettes specifically, if I even walk past somebody that smokes cigarettes, it makes me want to vomit.
He was the hottest dude ever.
I can't do it.
If Ryan Reynolds came up to you and said, hey, and just puff that little cigarette.
Ryan Reynolds is not even hot.
That's what I think most women think is hot.
Ryan Reynolds' personality is hot, but Abigail's
version
hot.
Of a hot guy is like a retired shot putting coach, just like a heavy set, hot bellied dude who's shaved bald.
Has yellow
stains underneath this white shirt, Hanes shirt that he wears all the time.
I was gonna say something so nice to you, and now you fucked it up.
Come on, dude, give me something nice.
Honestly, like, your build, like, kind of the way that you look is probably what I would say, like, ideal body type for a dude.
Thank you. I'm just giving you a hard time. I was thinking of literally the grossest guy.
Now he's got to take it back.
No. Listen, come on. You guys can figure out my humor at this point.
No.
We all know it's just jokes.
If you guys figured out my humor at this point, I think of the worst situation possible, and then I align you with it. That's all. It is. It's just a tactic. It's a tactic that I have used for many years. All right, Ryan, what do you got?
When they're constantly using phrases, they're older and they're constantly, like, not teenager or like elementary school or high school, and they're saying things like, it's giving children vibes. It's giving insert description here vibes.
That's not me.
Dude,
that's,
I know girls that use the
not
word
me.
Like, this is an ick for me. Like, how old
I
are
girls
you?
Girls that I know that use the word church and bet, and I'm like, church?
What's church mean?
It's so fucking stupid. So, like, you remember the old, like, term, like, preach, brother, preach.
Oh, like, yeah. Church.
I think it's an
now it's church. It's like, we cannot use preach anymore. That's
that
not,
doesn't make any sense.
That's not cool anymore. So we say church.
Church.
And I don't understand the bet thing either. Like, there's so many. Whenever I go down to San Diego and I hang out with Austin and all of his idiot friends, they use lingo that I cannot understand. They're like, yo, what's up, man? I'm like, yo, what are we doing? He's like, bet. And I'm like, yeah.
Bet what?
Church.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
That's on church. Like, that's on church.
Yeah. Fuck, man. I should go home.
And then, like, I don't even know what the fuck Riz means. There's, like, so many of those things.
Well, it's charisma. It's charisma.
Yes.
So charisma.
Right, but who says that in casual conversation?
Everyone, dude. No, my baseball kids will come up to me and they teach me stuff. So they're like working out, and I like told them to do something, and I was like, oh no, I asked them. I was like, did you get this done? And they're like, yeah, that's on bro. And I was like, what the fuck? And they're like, it's on bro.
It's on broke.
It's on bro. Like that's on, like it's almost like that's on God, but God, but bro is God. So they'd be like, and that's on bro.
How do who comes up with these things that just stick like that though? Can't people just talk normal?
It's TikTok, dude. This is why you cannot be on TikTok.
Generation.
Okay, so that brings me to my next red flag. Any chick that has a Snapchat.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is a version of prostitution in my book. Like you are literally.
It's for nudes only.
You literally have this application that you are using.
That's where I store them.
Exactly. Yeah. It's where you just send your nudes to. If you're dating somebody who has a Snapchat on their phone, run. Mm-hmm. Either break up with the chick or throw away their phone. Just break up with the chick.
Okay, I will say I like the memories feature because it doesn't take up storage on your phone.
Yeah, but wow, memories are for people that are like
that's
my
impressive
age.
That prostitutes have that feature on their phone.
Like, no, I cool. will. Part of it is like I never get on Snapchat anymore.
It doesn't even block my class.
Hold on. Like,
that is such a slutty move.
Hold on. Well, yeah, Snapchat one is definitely for nudes because like you have the my eyes only thing, like for sure. But also my fucking sister, I like Snapchat literally because my sister will send me memories that she took from like 3 years ago on Snapchat back when it was more than 3 years ago, 5 years ago is back when Snapchat was actually popular.
Yeah.
And we'll be like, ah, look at the fucking me when I'm like prepubescent.
I get those same memories on my iPhone photos.
Oh, no. Hell no, I don't use it.
That's a false flag for the fact that you're covering up the fact that you're sending nudes back and forth to half of the people in your phone.
Yellow flag on the play.
No, I definitely don't do that. But
red card.
Yeah. Actually, you know who I send my nudes to? Tracy. Because I'll take
I get them all.
She gets all of them. Nobody
How's this crack
look?
Very nice.
Hey, look, I get memories on my thing all the time, too. I don't need Snapchat. I have memories on my actual phone.
Yeah, it's time for you to grow up and start using adult apps like Apple Memories.
That was Snapchat Memories was before that was a thing.
Snapchat also is kind of for serial killers, though, because you have to like go deep into it to find how to turn off your location, and you can see where everybody's at. Like, if you go to the Snap Map, you can see where every single one of your contacts is at, and I don't like that shit.
What if you look at their Snap score and it's like hundreds and hundreds of thousands?
Yeah, but that used to be a thing when we were kids.
Yeah.
And it like wasn't that big of a deal, but we weren't sending nudes then.
Yeah.
Do nudes higher on the score?
No.
It's just the number that you're sending, right?
One of my exes had like a 2000 day streak with like five people on her Snapchat.
That's terrible. See, that's
red
flag.
Dumb.
If you have Snapchat streaks, if you're using Snapchat,
that's worse.
I literally keep Snapchat because my sister sends me memories, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Rough. Who's up next?
I think it's Ryan.
No, it's a chick.
You just went.
I just went.
Oh.
Absolutely. Oh, then it's me.
Yeah.
If they're really rude to servers.
Yes.
Someone put
7 red flags on that one.
If you're rude to anybody in like the service industry, if you have somebody who's like at Starbucks,
I think if you're rude to anybody,
still don't be rude.
Anybody who spends time with me will find out that I really like to talk to servers, because if I'm going to have to give you a 20% tip, you better fucking tell me what's on the menu. Mm-hmm. Better tell me everything that's on the menu, because you've been working here for 6 years because you have no way out. And I need you to tell me what's on the menu and what's best.
Here's
and
the thing.
And not spitting your food.
One of Hunter's things I noticed when we were in Manchester, he'd go, what's your favorite thing on here? I'm partially blind. I can't see the menu. I need you to read it to me.
Yeah, dude, because I sit there and I'm just like, man, what am I going to do? I'm not from this town. I haven't been working at this restaurant like you have. And so I say that I'm blind and I'm like, I can't read the menu. And I just say, what's good on here? And they're getting this huge tip basically to ask your food, write it down on a piece of paper, walk to another room, translate that, come back, and then they end up getting like $60 off of you. You're like, what the fuck? So
no, Hunter, what about the server that doesn't write shit down? And then
that person
like,
deserves all my money.
Yeah, but then they come back with the wrong order.
Did you quit your job at NASA to come serve me like Ruby Tuesdays? Like, how do you know this? No, but seriously, the server thing, I will say, if you guys think I'm assholes of service, it's not really the case. I just want to use that opportunity.
No, asking, engaging with servers is totally different than being rude to servers. Like, just being really short, disrespectful, like, being a bad tipper. If a guy's a bad tipper, I'm out. Like, I'm, no. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's anybody, though. It's not just, like...
We're in the UK, though, because there is no tipping. It's...
Well, this is for the US.
There's a service charge in there. That it's always there.
Yeah, this is for... This is for in the case of tipping. This is for in the case of if you have to tip.
Yeah. Dude, I will say, red flag about restaurants. If I sit down at a restaurant and I don't have a glass of water within like 5 minutes, I'm
yes,
out.
I'm paying. Yeah,
fucker. I was like, this isn't prison camp. I need water.
This town is a prison.
Okay, who's up next?
What about Caleb? A green flag? Or are we gonna flop over to the green side?
I'm only a couple. We're about halfway through. Unless you guys want to start adding in some green flags in between the reds.
We can keep with red and we can go green. It don't matter.
How about everybody get out one more red and then we'll switch over to green for a bit.
Okay.
I've got some big red flags I want to talk about.
I also don't have to leave after an hour. So if y'all
This is great. This is great. This is
great. So keep going.
Let's just work through the red flags. Who's up next?
Tracy. One of the guys. No, it's one of the guys because Abigail just went.
Then it's Ryan.
Can we bring up Hunter's talk about single girls and dogs?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. The worst human beings on the planet. Terrorists.
This is the one time I'm safe.
I'm an exception.
Cells that exist in the United States find single girls with dogs.
Yo,
they don't live in the mountains of Pakistan. They live here, right in the clutches.
What about girls with cats? Is it dog specific?
It's 100% dogs.
Okay.
So here's my data science. Okay.
Bullshit.
Now, this is what I call field science. Spent a lot of time in the field. All right, guys. I haven't been in the lab on this one, but I've spent a lot of time in the field.
Okay.
So what I've recognized about single girls with dogs is usually they use this dog as like a buffer for their inability to have strong connections with human beings outside of them. It's like this pillow that they love to rest their head on because they tend to... Adults who are obsessed with Disney, we could talk about that, but there's a lot of close people. God, that's creepy. But usually what ends up happening is like they have these poor social skills and they're fun, but the actual like integration social skills rather than that surface level coffee shit means that they have to have this dog, which is just like, hey, I'm going to dump all of my emotions into you because I can't talk to other human beings properly. And when I have to spend time
big right now.
No. This has nothing to do with you. You technically got dogs while in a relationship.
Okay.
It's those people that usually, I think it's a red flag to meet single guys with dogs too, because they use it usually as a buffer for them to just like have people come to them and talk to them. Like, oh, your dog's so cute. You're like, well, now that you're here,
what about cats?
Should talk.
Now that you're cat- here, we should fuck.
Yeah, that's right. Check out my penis.
I'll show you a dog.
Yeah. The cat thing I don't really care about as much because cats like don't really like a dog. You could kick it and it will still love you. So like you don't have to work on your skills. Like if you're a dick even slightly to a cat will be like, you're dead to me forever. I no longer piss in the sandbox. I piss where I want.
You don't have to kick it for that. It just does that on its own.
Yeah. No. I will say, dudes with a cat is kind of like if a dude's just living alone with a cat or two.
Are you describing Caleb?
Caleb.
Oh, no. Or if they have a bunny or like a weird, like a serpent or like a rodent of sort. Like if you have a hamster, I'm like, why do you have a hamster?
I used to have a hamster named Burbob. He was hysterical.
Unless it's been alive since you were a kid. Like the hamster is like, this is what I had as a kid. And he's just still kicking. Like, it's like, why do you have a hamster? Who decides? Like what grown man's like, let me go to the pet store today because I want a gerbil.
That's beta male status.
Something that's like 1 degree away from being a rat that's in your house. We just got our only time we ever get tips, guys, is when you're on here. So Wild Zombie just dropped us $1.99. So we all get 20 cents.
It's because he loves Abigail. Yo, go Abigail. Go Abigail.
Hey. Wait, why do we only get 20 cents? Where's the other dollar going?
To Hunter.
Yeah. What's that? Yeah. No, no, no. You guys got to understand. You guys got to understand the tax man. The tax man's coming for all of us. Yeah. Oh,
do you even figure out where that money goes?
Nah. Yes. We Alex and I found it.
Dropping money. Goodness. Okay, people who hate adults for loving Disney, that's a red flag. Now, you guys want to know something funny? Alex's girlfriend goes to Six Flags, sorry, Disney, like twice a week.
That was going to be my red flag, was going to be adults who go to Disney regularly.
Twice a week?
That's weird.
What the hell do you do there?
Yeah,
oh,
it gets boring.
He's asking for a flex now, girl.
You got flex now. That was $5 for a flex.
Me?
Get it.
Yee!
You know,
Ooh, you're getting my pants all crazy. Thank God I'm wearing a poncho.
Careful, he's going to shit his pants again.
Dude.
Don't get him too worked up. He's going to shit.
Oh, my gosh, dude. What are we going to do with all this money? Oh, gosh. I got so excited.
How did I get involved in, like, athletic flexing prostitution here?
This is not a red flag, green flag podcast. This is a kink show.
Yeah.
Okay, so we worked through. Does anybody else have another red flag that they want to bring to
the table? I have so many.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that you can do.
I have some for women, too. Women, if they have really long fake nails, I feel like...
Those are my favorite.
Y'all are... No, the longer... See... The longer the fake nail, the crazier the bitch. Actually, knowing y'all, you would be into that because you guys like crazy girls.
They just can't be long enough where you can't like wipe.
Yeah, where you're literally tapping. Like if you're texting like this.
Yeah. Have you ever seen I've had Peter fake Griffin nails, with long nails trying to type shit? Yeah. So good.
Just like.
For guys, if they take baths regularly or if they take baths and like will light candles when they take baths.
Super odd. Like I will never go in a bath.
Super weird.
Same.
What about an Epsom salt bath?
See, that is okay on occasion for a dude.
Because that's recovery based, so we're gonna let that be on the edge.
But
if you ever go into a house and a man has a bath and has any features surrounding his bath, meaning he uses it regularly,
yes,
you're probably dating a chick.
Oh my god, if he even if there's a bath bomb in your home. And you're a dude.
The only bath bomb I need is a toaster.
Dude, so when I moved into this place, there's candles everywhere. So I started lighting them, and actually having a bunch of lit candles is pretty dope.
No, candles is
candles
is
are
good.
Fine.
Candles are good, and also girls like that because it makes it feel homey. So then they're more likely to be comfortable with you, and then you're more likely to get laid.
Feel so safe.
Yeah, and then you're more likely to get laid. So I feel like that's honestly for you like a good tactic.
Pretty exciting.
For your endeavors.
Yeah.
Dude, I barely ever shower, so you got me. Like
that's disgusting.
What do you mean? I just get wet. This idea that you gotta like rub all this soap shit all over you, creepy.
Yeah.
I don't smell bad. Have you done all of the research? Probably not. This is a stupid question. But if you look into the research,
I definitely actually
keep going.
On the weekends, I love to look into body odor research.
Yeah. With your finger out, with fucking nails.
Dude.
Into PubMed.
No, but if you look at the research on this, so if like it's crazy. So if you look at the research when it comes to people's like pheromones and stuff that are on their body, you can align yourself. So if you're not on birth control. And you are across the room, you walk in a room, you encounter me, somehow your body will pick up the pheromones and pick up on the aspects of your body that are lower that I'm enhanced in. So when we mate, that all of a sudden it creates this kind of like more bountiful child. Mm-hmm. And
I looked that up, actually. They say too, like men, women that aren't on birth control, men are naturally more attracted to those women because like you're not blocking ovulation.
And you're naturally more attracted to masculine men when you're not on birth control. It's like crazy ass shit. And I don't stink. So I'm just like sitting there thinking to myself, I'm like, I'm going to the store and I'm buying literally like 5 products a month to wash my body all the fucking time. And I'm like, wait a second. The more I think about this, like it actually is kind of getting in the way of my ultimate goal, which is to find a banging ass chick. Mm-hmm. And in reality, like there's this other aspect, dude, men will shake each other's hands and pick up on each other's pheromones. You can find out who like the alpha male in the room is. And then you start reading about like Vikings and shit. And they like rub shit all over themselves and not shower and go to war. I'm like,
Okay, put that on the list though as red flags. If you shake somebody's hand, yeah. If you shake somebody's hand and they have a weak handshake,
yes, yeah. If they have like a little, they're like a,
like they give you one of them limp arms. Like yes. You go to shake somebody's hand, they're just like,
grab my strong arm.
Yeah.
People that grab like three fingers when they shake your hand and don't even come for the pinky and pinch right here at the knuckles, there's a place in hell for all you.
Yeah, yeah. Or they give you that weird, awkward hand hug, and it's like. They take that thumb and they like go around your hand. You're like, what the fuck are you doing here? You just want an actual like handshake.
Yeah.
They go in like a
Joel Getty doesn't shower either.
Yeah.
Dude, Joel Getty, I haven't washed my hair and I can't tell you how long. Like it, you don't need to wash your hair. You have the natural oils. I don't know why. I don't think it's an issue.
We stayed with Hunter and you for like 5 days and neither one of you showered the entire time.
We jumped in the lake.
Dude, that lake, the waters at Lake Minnetonka.
The lake that made Alana's nose bleed to hell.
Weak woman. Yeah. The astrology thing is another humongous red flag. When you meet up with a chick.
I was just about to say, the bitch has crystals in her house. Yeah.
They start asking you questions, and they're like, hey, so what time were you born? You're like, what? You're like, what day? And you're like, ah! And then all of a sudden you find out they have an altar.
You need to get like ask you a rising gun. Sun and moon. And
we found a daywalker. Take her out.
Saturdays and Gatorade.
Okay, I'm going to bring up one that's probably more sensitive.
Yes.
Girls that have like ambiguous and vague jobs that don't really have like a real job that I can ever center in on. Yeah. Like I'm a consultant. Like for what? You're like
I put life coaching as a
I got my degree in communications
and stuff. Yeah, life coaching. Yeah. You mean you're trying to cover up your problems by fixing other people's problems? Mm-hmm. Like, but you never know what they do. You never know how they're getting like shit done. You never know how they're getting like paycheck to paycheck. They're always kind of just like everywhere at any given time, going into the next opportunity. You're just like that level of like inconsistency to me just means I'm like, fuck, there's no foundation to build something off of with this person.
Yeah.
How about when they're traveling everywhere, they don't have like a job, real job title. And what they do is photographer/model. How are you getting that?
Go back to like subject 3.0 that we had up on here, dude, girls that pretend that they're models and they're photographers. Mm-hmm. Like you have an iPhone. And you're sleeping on an old dude's couch right now, I think.
Yeah.
I think a big green flag for me is a woman with tattoos that are like tasteful tattoos, not like shitty tattoos, but like
that
like
takes sleeves, you right like, out of the picture.
Come am here, I even on this podcast right now? What's happening here?
Okay, so some of your tattoos are
way
good,
more trash.
Except for the foot.
What about the blob,
foot?
Dude? What about the blob?
The blob was an honest mistake. It could get fixed.
We can amputate the leg.
Blob we foot. Can. There are ways around this.
I think tattoos are a way to show expression in a lot of ways. I think that's a good green flag for me. That's what I like about it. I know Hunter can agree with this.
Good
tattoos. I love tattoos. If they're good tattoos, I love tattoos. I think they're so fucking sexy on chicks and dudes. As long as they're not like tacky, weird tattoos.
What about Macho Man Randy Savage? I have Macho Man Randy Savage across my wrist.
You have the most tacky tattoos. You have the most tacky tattoos.
But I'm a warrior, dude. You got to understand. I don't need to paint a flower on myself to feel validated. I'm like,
no,
I need Macho Man.
No, you need a shirt tattoo that says sure.
No, but like Caleb's tattoos, like those are very nice.
What are you saying about Macho Man?
What about your butt tattoo?
Don't you bring
you have
Larry.
An ass tattoo?
Don't bring Larry into this.
No, the fuck you don't.
Yeah, dude, my butt looks amazing.
No, the fuck you do not have an ass tattoo.
Nobody's. I thought about burning it off because the guy who I have the same tattoo as used to be one of my best friends. He and I have not talked in a long time. We had to exit him from the world. So I thought about burning that one off. I do think tasteful tattoos are like classy. I also just be wary. Like if you meet somebody who's getting a tattoo like every 3 to 6 months, you're just like, wait a second. This is hiding with the pain. I know. I was like, this is your version of a drug. Like the same way, like I'll go and get really fucked up. People are like, that's so crazy. Why do you party so hard? I'm like, dude, you just go stuff ink into your body every 3 to 6 months to get something high about.
Because they love the pain and it's so badass.
Yeah. So just be careful with that also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely caught an entire sleep in a year.
But that, that was
I know. And that's like,
that was kind
of if it's intentional and rather like this impulsive, like high, because it's the high of knowing you're going to get one, the high of getting one, and the high of showing everyone you just got one. And then it fades off for a second. You're like, fuck, I got to do it again. Mm-hmm. And those are the people you're like,
What do you guys feel about gifts? Like if somebody is like,
yes,
yeah, yeah,
birthday right around the corner. Yes.
What do you think about gifts as far as like people think that gifts fix anything?
Gifts are stupid.
I've definitely made that mistake.
Dumb as fuck. No, gifts are, I literally could give a fuck less about receiving gifts.
Yeah.
No.
Me too.
I don't like things. Like I literally don't like things. And if I want something, I'll just buy it myself. So like, it also depends on what kind of gift. Is it a thoughtful gift? Is it like, is it more like an act of service kind of gift? Like, hey, let me bring you this so that it makes your day easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like wet wipes. I was thinking lunch, but
that's not a gift.
That's act of service.
Taking people out for food is not a gift because it's not like, it's not like this necessarily like thoughtful experience. Like,
no, but like if you're busy, if you know you're like your girl's busy that day or whatever, and you bring her lunch, you have lunch delivered. Like, that's so like that to me, but that's an act of service. That's not, I guess, receiving. Yeah.
But like, let's just say I know you like coffee a lot, and then I find a mug and send it to you. Like, it cost me $4.99 to get you the mug, but it's more of the idea of like going through time and space and be like, oh, fuck, like that's a mug that she would like, and I go out of the way. If you buy that person like a Fabergé egg mug, that's like, you know, that over the top shit, I don't think it's really necessary.
Yeah, or like if you get in a massive argument and then you feel like you have to give somebody gifts to like make it up to them, I'm like, nah.
I look forward to the point when I make like lots of money, I'm gonna start gifting my friends like really shitty cars. I'm like, yo, I saw this on Facebook Marketplace last night and I had it delivered to your house. Like, it costs less than the delivery service.
Yeah, like, that's what I said the other day.
Remember that rooster car I sent you, Hunter?
I feel like that goes into another red flag for chicks, though, the gift thing, which is like if girls are wearing all this designer shit and have like designer accessories, and then you go to her apartment and it's like this shitty apartment. It's like, where are you? What are you spending?
Materialistic things and materialistic people piss me off.
Yeah, the broke rich, where they try and, like, I guess that kind of goes with the model thing. Like, the girl's like, I'm a model. It's just this fake image of who you are.
Are you talking about what about the couple on, is it TikTok? And here's Pookie. Show
me. Oh my God, they drive me fucking nuts.
I don't go on TikTok.
That dude is an actual serial killer.
He's like, yeah, and I'm wearing a blazer and you know, a necktie, whatever. Pookie looks fire.
Oh God, it makes my skin crawl. I can't.
This is a TikTok thing?
It's like this guy, and he basically all he does is he gives his wife or his girlfriend or fiance, whatever she is, and he just loads her up with like really expensive clothes and gifts. And like, she came home from a weekend like trip. She went to go stay in a hotel somewhere, and she came back and had like 1,000 roses and an ice sculpture and all the shit. And he's like, my wife Pookie is looking beautiful today in X, Y, and Z.
Oh,
and
I know what you're talking about.
God, it makes my fucking
skin
crawl.
I'm not gonna lie, it'd be hysterical to do that. If I'm just like an absolute billionaire, I'm like, I'm gonna act like a total idiot today. And I'm
just fuck you money. Pookie. Yeah, if you
Yeah.
I bought my Pookie a pink helicopter.
Oh,
you peasants. Now watch her fly.
I'm gonna have to send you a video. It's
get in
terrible.
The helicopter, Pookie.
All right, big red flag. Girls who don't let their boyfriends go to gay bars. Like, let's be honest, that's super not cool, you guys.
Gay bars are the shit. Take me with you.
Like, let's just be honest.
Everybody
gay
with
bars
you.
Are way cooler than straight bars.
Are
like, why you guys gotta be haters? This is my playground. This is my Disney. Okay, guys.
The reason they don't want us going is because they don't want. The reason they don't want us going is because they don't want drinks being bought for us. Like, that's the only place we can have that.
That's supposed to be our job.
They don't
also
want us to be seen for the first time in our entire life for being beautiful souls. Okay.
Why would girls have a problem with that at all? I would think that girls would have more of an issue with you going to a regular bar.
Yeah, like a strip club, which I think is also okay. But
yeah, it doesn't
really matter
because
gay bars are fucking awesome.
One of the best arguments I ever had with a girlfriend my entire life was we were going.
No, stop, Brian.
Oh, I love
that. Come on. Wait, pull
it up. Do it. Do
it. Pull up.
I mean, dude, look at that guy. He's fire. Look at that outfit.
Wait.
Oh shit!
And I am too wearing a quintessential Pookie outfit.
That girl's lit.
Wait, go, you have to replay that. You have to replay that.
His name is Campbell.
Okay. Name? Campbell, aka Pookie.
Aka Pookie. Jeff.
Okay, can you guys tell me about your outfits tonight?
This is what she does. Yeah, I'm wearing this.
I'm wearing a hat bow and mud pearls.
I am wearing a gutter-rich jacket, cashmere sweater, Lucchese boots.
And Pookie, who is the ultimate it girl?
Pookie.
Pookie. I can't.
Why are you going to hate on that? They're having fun.
Yeah, they are. It's not that I'm hating on it. It's just like, it's all materialistic shit, which I hate. Like, I'm not a fan of just like giving a fuck about somebody because of what they're wearing, what they got.
Let me just tell you, dude, I hand you $100 million. Next time I see you, you're going to be looking very different.
Okay.
Why would you expect that they would be acting any different? Like, I know. I like my life right now, but let me tell you, like, I will show up in like an 18-wheeler next time I come to your house, if I've got $100 million in my bank account. And inside that 18-wheeler, there's going to be like a motorboat. There's going to be a monster truck. Like, you'll start buying cool, ridiculous shit.
Yeah. But you're not going to like define. Well, I mean, I wouldn't define myself off the shit that I have. You know what I'm saying?
You wait and see.
I mean, okay.
Can we get you the green flag?
Yeah. Oh, wait a second. Okay. One last one. Girls who check bags. If you check a bag, you just know that you're going to be carrying that problem around for the rest of your life.
I had to check a bag on this trip because I had to pack a gun.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, she had to pack a water pistol.
That's like a rule. But yeah. That same thing, if you try going traveling with a chick and they're checking bags on like a 2-day trip.
So like, annoying.
This is just the tip of the iceberg for the rest of your relationship. Do not do
that's
it, boys.
That's a good
boys.
Point.
Do not
that's
do it.
That's a good
it.
Point. Yeah.
Crazy number of shoes.
Yeah, dude. Like, why did you bring
for guys
shoes?
Too?
I had to bring a whole bag full of shoes, and I had to check the bag full of shoes.
All right, green flag. Why don't you start, Ryan?
Green flag. Girl that knows how to do her insurance for car and doesn't have this is very specific, but
you're insulting me because I have not done the insurance on my own car in a long time.
Yeah, but you have good limits because of me. So you're set. You're good. You don't have state minimums. A girl has state minimums and then tries to come to tell me like, yeah, I know everything. I used to do insurance, right? And if they have like really low liability limits and they're like, look, car's paid off. I don't need collision and comp. Maybe you're not the smartest egg in sharpest tool in the drawer.
Are we getting, like, that is the most specific thing I've ever fucking heard. Can you say like financials or something like that?
Yeah, I guess
is that what
financials.
You mean?
Yeah, okay. Financials.
The caveat off of that, another green flag is a woman who knows how to change her own tire.
That's a good one.
I see guys all the time that have problems with that.
I saw a lot of guys on my bike yesterday who was just sitting in his car with a flat tire yesterday. I'm like, dude, just get out and change the tire.
Green flag is man.
He's calling his triple A.
I was just about to say big hands.
Strong hands. Like, if you
what
are
is the definition of a manly hand?
Like if you even if you hands? Have big hands, but you can't fucking have working hands, they're still little people hands. Like you have to have like big
that's
working
hands.
Hands.
You
gotta be rough. You gotta be able to like do shit. And change shit and get dirty and like, you know what I mean?
You have no idea how many people attack me on the internet for wearing gloves when I race. Like people aggressively attack me.
I mean, kind of pussy shit.
The garden gloves, nonetheless,
right?
But it's an obsession. People are really into the hand thing, which I don't really think about. If I see a girl with gross hands, that's a huge turnoff.
Yeah.
It's
Hunter's just stuck on red flags.
I have a list of all these
Hashtag trauma. Listen. We're trauma bonding over here, okay?
No
it's
trauma.
Fine.
Okay, how about this? Girls who call on the phone. Is a great green flag. Like people that actually try to have this like conversation rather than these two-word sentences followed by a GIF.
Tracy just recently got mad for not calling.
Is that your intellectual ability?
I got so mad at Caleb because I was just trying to have a conversation and all I wanted to do was talk on the phone, and I called Caleb and he dissed my call twice.
That is Caleb.
I talked to you in Dublin, though.
I'm not going to lie. If anybody that I know, Caleb absolutely blows on his phone. This morning, I intentionally sent him this.
AT&T's out.
Look at this. He's circling the amount of times I call Caleb and he just doesn't answer. I'm like, this is great.
I think Caleb's on AT&T.
And then he'll send me like a meme. He's like,
oh my God, wait.
AT&T's out. I didn't get your calls. AT&T service is completely out as of like 3 a.m. this morning.
Okay, not to switch.
No service.
You live in Texas.
That's BS, Caleb. You still won't answer if you have service. But go back to red flags for a second. If you don't answer my phone call, and then you immediately send me a reel, I'll be like, yo, come on. You just broke my heart.
No, nobody needs to pick up on Tracy, because Tracy literally will call. She will have something she has to get done, and she'll be like, but let me call these 25 people to check on their life first. I'll be like, Tracy, we really need to reel out on this. And she's like, okay, cool. But let me call my mom, my brother, you, to ask you a question about the reel. Hunter, Caleb. So Caleb, please keep rejecting her calls.
I absolutely will. I'm not important. So I'm not
He's
important.
He's only answered me once.
Yeah. And that was when I was waiting at the airport in Ireland.
Yeah.
Ooh, a green flag for a guy if the guy pays without even looking at the bill. So hot. If he just like hands the card.
Sick.
That's because he has to pay it no matter what. He doesn't want to see the damage.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't want to see it.
Tell me, right?
It's not even a flag. It's just the truth.
No, but tell me how. Like, I don't know. I've had dudes that where I go on a date and they like look at it and they observe it, and I'm just like, what do you? Well,
dude, I honestly
want to
know how badly I'm getting fucked in the ass these days, because it is so insane the charges that I get these days. They're like $17 bottle of water. $8 for one slice of bread. They're like, your cheese charcuterie board is $73. And I'm like, what?
It would be smart to check and look at the bill to make sure that that is your bill.
Dude,
remember the things in Manchester?
We bought these shitty kebabs. We bought basically empanadas, and we spent £140 on 6 empanadas.
Because on the menu it said each empanada was like $9, and Hunter goes, give me 2 of each of these, and there was like 5 different things, so we got 10 empanadas for like $9 each, and I was like, what are you doing?
It was crazy. And you sit there and you're like, what's happening? You always pay.
You're gonna pay anyway, so it's like, it's just, to me, it's a little subtle like hot flex if the dude just kind of hands the card and he's like, whatever.
What if he takes your card, hands it, and just like, hey,
then I'd be like, well,
is
this a first date situation? No.
I want to do an audit on the industries, like restaurant industries, and I bet you it's like 90% paid for by men. Anything that is like a food place, coffee, probably 120% are women. Going in there and buying dumbass lattes and weird shit that make no sense. Like squirts of peppermint and fucked up things in there, just over leveraging their bank account just to get one more pump of pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, red flag. When your coffee order is more than a couple words.
Oh my fucking God. They're like, I also want it medium temperature and this and that. Like, motherfucker.
Green flag is when a woman offers to pay.
Yeah,
even though
never has happened, dude.
Yeah, no, that's a green flag. Well, that's a green flag, though. That's the thing.
Wait, like, you've never had anybody offer? Really?
You know what's interesting? So I've been going over to Europe for probably about 3 years on a very very regular level now. The amount of people that I date here in the United States over the past, you know, let's just say 15 years since I've been an adult and been able to pay for my own meals. The amount of women over here, I would say it's like a 9-to-1 ratio of like at 9 times out of 10, I am always taken care of. There's like that 10th unicorn that shows up. It's like, hey, do you want me to pay for that half glass of water? And it's like very convenient timing. And I appreciate the effort, but I'm okay with it. And Europe, dude, the girls honestly over there are on top of it, like pay for it, everything. Even if it's not a romantic date, I have chicks just like pay for my shit right away. It's like this level of equality and interest like that I just am not accustomed to at all. Mm-hmm. Especially being out here in LA. Like, I remember I had an encounter with a girl probably about 3 months ago, and within a 1 day period I had to pay for 3 things for her, and then she didn't have a charger for her car to go home and she needed to download maps and stuff, so I had to buy her a charger also because her card bounced, and she never said thank you once. And I was like,
what?
Yeah, swear to God.
Say thank you.
See, not even manners one
is a green flag.
Things.
No manners is a hard red flag.
Yeah, that's so ridiculous.
That's really like, shitty.
Yeah, that sucks. I mean, I also like I'm the kind of person where I don't like, and I do this with my friends too, where it's like you pay or I'll pay. I don't really do like a split the bill situation very often.
Yeah.
So, but I'll always, yeah, like I'll.
We just always get each other back
here.
Somehow.
Yeah, we just
seven cards for a $40 bill.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's also like an independence. That's also like an independence and codependent thing. Like a green flag is somebody that's able to be an independent and not rely on me for everything. Like I'm not somebody's mother. You know what I'm saying? And so same thing with you. Like you shouldn't. They shouldn't rely on you to pay for everything. They shouldn't
for
be codependent.
A fucking charger? Like, are you fucking kidding me?
I mean, like that's.
I should have stabbed your car in the tire. Yeah, you now you're double stuck.
Yeah, seriously.
How about this? Girls who know how to cook, huge green flag. Not like from this like statement of like oppressing women and keeping them in the kitchen, but like more so you're like, wow, like this girl has that like caring nature to her.
Yeah.
Like, you can also tell that they're organized. Like if someone can't cook for two people, what do you think is going to happen when you start to add kids? Like the level of complexity is like not multiples. It's like cubed. Mm-hmm. Just like more and more and more complex with the timing and everything. So when you meet somebody who knows how to cook, you're like, fuck.
I feel like it also shows a level of independence. Like she's not always like going out and eating and like having other people, like relying on other people to get, like she knows how to take care of herself and other people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like, I can make food.
Tracy knows how to cook some mean mashed potatoes.
Dude, Caleb fucked me on these mashed potatoes. When
what's
we were
going
out
on?
There.
What's going on? Yo, let's talk about Tracy and her trash
slamming,
cooking skills.
No,
my banana bread. Abigail's
banana bread,
it was really good.
I ate all of it.
Yeah, and I'm also a good fucking cook, but Caleb screwed me when we were out in California, so I'll have to make it up.
I don't believe that at all. I'm pretty sure you just didn't start it soon enough, and you fucked it up.
That's an absolute lie. You just ADHD squirreled with all of us together in one room is very fucking hard, and so Connor was like, I can't. He's like, I can't function. I need food now. And then
Connor
you were
just
like,
fucked off
right, cool,
to his room, laid in his bed while we're all cooking.
Yo, props to Caleb. I was not there for a lot of the trip, but props to Caleb because I was leaving and he literally made breakfast for the entire house. And I was like, hey, do you want any help? And he's like, no, I got this. And like fucking went in and made breakfast for everybody. And it was good.
Yeah. Random green flag while I'm kind of thinking about all that, but is guys that like will check up on you if you're like traveling and stuff, or like just to say like if they know that you're going somewhere and they're like, hey
lady, did you get lost?
Yeah, but like
with Tracy, that's very important because
it is,
she really could be dead
important
because Tracy doesn't know
hey,
where
dumb,
I need a personal Apple tag and I realize that, so it's like I need to be seen at all times. But also if somebody just like generally wants to know if you're all right and they kind of like the little ways to say that they care about you, you know what I mean, like did you get there? You good? How was it? Like something tiny, green flag.
Me personally, I hope you get lost.
Yeah.
Whatever, fucking Caleb. I'll never cook for you ever again. Okay.
I have to show up like Liam Neeson and just start gatting people down.
Yeah. If a guy has I don't know why, but deep voice, or I guess red flag is a guy with like a super high pitched voice. I don't know. Which it sucks because they can't help
smolder.
It. They can't help it. I feel bad, but just to me, like if a guy has a deep voice, it's very attractive.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that has something to do with like testosterone levels and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, or a guy that's like consistently trying to be happy and not always fucking miserable, like about their job or about life, or they're like, oh, I'm a man and I
Tracy,
have to play hard.
You are going on with your ex so hard. Right?
Fucking pop off though. Pop off. Okay.
Andrew Hiller, dude, this guy takes a ton of testosterone, so he knows better than anybody. He says high voice equals low T. I like this. Well, Andrew Hiller sounds like a rustic baritone. Yeah. And I wonder if that's increased. Has your voice gotten lower since you started taking juice? He's probably not going to answer us anymore. I got basically TMZ the other day. We were having a conversation that was not even in this context. It was like very loose. And I was on the Savant show with Andrew and they took this like 1 30-second clip that would make me look like a total prick. And they put it on the internet and all these women went wild on it. So Andrew was part of that. So I partially have some beef with you right now, Andrew. The TMZ the shit out of me.
If a guy texts with good punctuation and they're not using like the you are, or like the, I don't know. Like,
if that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I don't agree with that, but go on.
Oh, see, no, I don't. Off. I think, I don't, you don't need to be like super proper.
What, do you work for Webster's Dictionary or something
no,
like that?
If
what's
a
your
guy
problem?
If a chick is texting you like a 12-year-old, bro.
That's exactly what I do.
That's what texts are for, though.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
No,
like
no,
that's
no.
It's the whole point of texting.
The girl keeps saying bro.
And the thing is, Hunter doesn't only restrict it to texts. He does it to emails too.
I just wrote you guys an email this morning.
That's
there was no period.
Yeah.
I literally just press enter and come down because people are so fucking stupid. I recognize they don't read things properly. So I'm just like, I'm going to press like send. You can read the email I sent today. Like
I'm looking
just,
at it right now.
All right. Red flag is when somebody calls somebody else stupid and then they send you an email that says, hey, can you please check out this link and help me out? And then he sends it in like a childish tone and there's nothing to view. And you're like, why did you just fucking send me this email?
He's taking this one moment in time and trying to attack me. Okay, so this brings me to the next thing that is a very good caveat, which means that I believe that you're not one of these people. People who have healthy relationships with their family. I consider us to be a pseudo internet family, and you're attacking me right now, which is incredibly painful. But people who have good relationships with their family, especially dads.
I put that too.
Major
chicks with their dads, people that are just like constantly in relationship with their family, you can just recognize you're just like, oh, like my family drives me fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have called my family like 6 times today already because I'm going home to surprise some people. And I see that with a girl, I'm just like, wait a second. This person has like continuous relationships through time and space and isn't that much of a kook that they can't even hold that basic relationship down. And it probably like the girl with a dad thing. That's a big, big flag. Depends on what color you want to choose.
What color flag?
It depends. Depends on how your interaction is.
But also, if you don't have a relationship with your dad so much and you just have a relationship with your family, period, especially for guys, because I find it's the opposite. Like I see a lot of people that don't have good or guys that don't have good relationships with their moms. And I don't know if that's just like, you know, a thing or like a social status type thing, but it's just like being in touch with your family because it shows that you care on a different level.
Not all of these things are 100%, by the way.
Yeah.
It's like, it's never going to be the case, but you know, there's just, I don't know, like even I have my own relationship with my dad. My relationship with my dad used to be so intense and now it's like gotten way, way better. But because of that relationship with my dad, if I find other men that trigger me the same way they used to with my dad, I'll fuck them up.
Mm-hmm.
And like I recognized, I was like, oh, dude, I'm just fighting my dad. This has nothing to do with you. You're just the body with my dad's face on it for right now. And the same thing will happen with chicks and their family and then all of a sudden get sent to you. You're like, hey, just wanted you to know that I can't come to your spin class today. And they're like, what the fuck, dad left me there on that bench during the softball practice? And you're like, that kind of moment. That's what I'm talking about. But that was my green flag. If you have a good relationship with your family, that's rock star.
No.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I can't really. Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
All right. Who's got another green flag? You guys said you had a lot. Because it got thin since we started doing green flags.
With everyone commenting, like shooting in a message of what green flags are.
Good sense of humor.
I was going to say good sense of humor. Or somebody that genuinely listens and it's not like you're just talking to somebody that's a blank wall. Even for like friendships or any relationship, like if you're talking to somebody and they genuinely care about what you have to say, you can like see them actually looking at you while you're talking to them for most of the conversation. You know what I'm saying?
I love that for most.
Well, because like you got ADHD brain and like you're always looking at other things or like you'll happen to like look at your phone or something. Like we're all human. You know what I'm saying?
Tracy, that's just you, babe.
Okay, just me, but most of the time, if you're talking to somebody and you can tell that they're actively engaged and they give a fuck, green flag.
Yeah.
What if they're actively engaged, but then like, you know, their ADHD brain kicks in, they're just like looking around everything, but they're still listening to everything that you're saying.
That's 100%.
Communicate. That's okay, green flag, communication. Like literally,
yes,
people that do not communicate is just like, I don't know how they even survive. Like if honesty is like the best policy and that's the same thing as communication. If you can't fucking hear what I have to say, you'd be like, yo, look, I'm looking at this butterfly. Okay.
Would you, let's get you back can into tell, it. Dude, someone's like ego and attachment to how much you validate every word that comes out of their mouth is a huge factor in also how you're going to have a relationship with them. I have such bad ADD that like people who know me at least even half decent will recognize you're talking to me and my brain will just fly away for a minute like a butterfly and then we'll come back. And if you get upset about that moment, it just means that you feel so insecure that you didn't feel heard. And that stupid sentence that you're telling me right now, you're like, yeah, well, all of a sudden, like this person said this to me and that. And then like I ignore it because I forget to pay attention for a second. And you're like, you motherfucker.
you are having a specific scenario. Come yeah. back
no, no, no. It's, right it's a couple people that I've had in my life that are just like, yo, come on, man. I don't need to know about your coffee order that bad. I'm sorry my brain floated away for a second, but I will be with you for the rest of the day for the most part.
My ex used to do that. She'd be like, hey, are you listening to me? I was like, yeah. She'd be like, well, what did I say? I was like, and I would have to reiterate what she just said. I'm like, come on now.
Yeah, but also I'm watching Love is Blind and this bitch is absolutely batshit. And listen, no, because this made me so mad. AD is cool. This is Chelsea. She has to ask this guy that she asked to marry her if he still loves her and still likes her and still thinks that she's pretty 17 times a day. Have you ever seen that meme where it's like, if I was a worm, would you still love me and marry me?
No.
Yeah, bitch, he's still here. Like, no shit. Like, if you were mean and you guys were in an argument and it got to the point where you actually had to ask that question, or if you're saying it out of like a flirty statement, like, do you love me? You know, whatever. But like 17 times a day, of course he's still there.
This is where confidence comes in. Confidence is a green flag. If a female or male is confident, they don't need to always be like reassured. They don't need to always, I don't know, communication and confidence is very hot. Cause like if the listening thing's a problem, like then two people will just communicate. Like Tracy floats away all the time and she'll communicate and she'll be like, hey, my brain just like went fucking haywire for a second. And then she'll come back in. Yeah, my partner over here, Tracy, my girlfriend over here, Tracy, she'll float out and she'll be like, whoa, sorry, you're going to have to like restate what you just said because I didn't fucking hear a word of it. And then that's that. It's very easy.
Yeah. James, that show is called Love on the Spectrum, by the way. Oh. That's a fun show.
That was so fucking hard, dude.
See, yeah. But yeah, confidence is also hot.
Well, guys, I got everyone can get like one more red flag and then I got to bounce. Daddy's got to go to work.
I love how he called it Love Poop. Island. That's the one with learning disabilities.
Hunter's got to take a shit.
Yeah. No. I have to go run, dude. I have to go run and I have to have all these stupid fucking meetings. I hate my life.
I got what you were saying.
I have to go to all these meetings and I have to fly on a red eye tonight. Life is going to be tough.
It's going to be just fine.
How long are you
will survive.
Well, here's the thing, though, dude. The road collapsed, so I have to literally go run. I don't know if you guys saw my stories last night, but I had to literally park my car in the mountains and run home through the mountains. So now I have to run back through the mountains, get my car, go do this workout, go pick up a dresser drawer, and then come back up here, exercise a bunch, then get on a flight and try to sleep for like 3 hours on a flight, and then party like a madman all weekend. Mm-hmm. So my last day. It's Daddy's last day.
But in Miami.
So are you going to go to your karate classes? Are you a yellow belt?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
There was that butterfly. I came in. You changed the subject real quick.
No, I want to know. I want to know. What are you going to do right now? Are you basically – your weekend starts and you basically go into, like, combat school?
Yeah, but you're not really – it's not – you're not wearing, like, jiu-jitsu gear. I mean, you're wearing tactical gear and you're fighting people. You're doing dry fire drills. I think it's $1,000.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty great deal. Now, do they give you bullets, or do you have to bring
your
own bullets?
No, you have to buy your own ammo. Oh, so that's where
I knew it. I fucking knew it.
Everything you had to bring, didn't you?
Yeah, you had to bring your gun. You got to bring your ammo. I mean, you should have a lot of it. Like you should have mags and.
How many rounds need minimum?
They recommended 400.
If you came to McIntyre Madman camps, we'd have you figured out. Instantly, like use sticks to stab people, defecate to scare off your assailants. I would teach you everything you need because most of the time you aren't gonna have a pistol on you when a predator's coming. It's gonna be like right now. Like you probably don't have your pistol on you. I come right through that back window and get after you.
Don't do that. He's gonna come in there. He's gonna throw shit at your face.
See, you didn't even know that was gonna happen. That's why I don't like these schools where like, hey, we're going to teach you how to use a gun and like pepper spray and all this kind of stuff.
That's where the situational awareness aspect is actually like the most stressed point, which is just like be in not the wrong place and understand your surroundings and always think about like where you could leave, what are your exits, where are your entry points.
If you notice, that's why a lot of people that are like law enforcement or military, they always sit facing the door.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's also hot when a guy does like the, when he does that, the little things like that, where he, like the sidewalk thing where he sits facing the door, like it's just the little stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Green flag. So hard. God dang it. If I started to hang out with some kind of hardo that did all that stuff, he's like, I need to watch the door. I need that seat. All right.
No, it's like, not
the spatial
like
awareness, because they know how many people are coming in and they know where the exits are. They're taking care of you. They're pushing you.
Sounds like somebody who's on the spectrum or a fucking crazy person.
No.
13 people walked in here in the last 30 minutes, oh, and I could take 17% of them with this hot coffee right now.
17%.
It's more of like protection and what's that word that I can't ever say? Chivalry's dead.
Unless you have bazooka, chivalry. There's like 99.9% of the dudes in the world that I would just
chivalry?
Eat the living shit out
chivalry.
Of.
Chivalry. Chivalry timber.
I can't say it.
Chivalry.
I can't say it, but that shit is dead, apparently.
All you have to do is chivalry? Add L into what you just said.
Chivalry. Chivalry.
Oh my God, Tracy, just stop, dude. Chivalry.
Red flag. Yeah, hope, people who can't say chivalry.
Yes. Yeah, dude. That stuff's creepy. You're going to find that. If you want to find a dude like that, move to Texas. All these guys get retired from the military and move down there and have like way too big of hard-ons for being tactically ready. Texas.
I love Texas. I've been in Austin for a day, and I'm like, I fucking love it here.
I've said this, though. So Texas is the equivalent of the second city where people didn't make it in the first city. So it's like if you couldn't get a job as a trainer in Equinox, you go work at 24-hour fitness. That's Austin.
Okay. Compared to what? Austin's the...
Like a premium level city, Miami, New York, Chicago, L.A., any of these kind of things. People who tried to make it in those major cities moved to Austin. If you're like a mega millionaire, you move there for tax benefits. But... in reality, it's usually because you didn't make it in one of the major cities. And that's what I've recognized is all my friends that were like, had brilliant ideas, but couldn't cut it here, moved to Austin, and now they're super successful.
Well, I'm from Tallahassee, so I feel like
that's an upgrade.
Yeah.
But it's the characters you have to spend your time with is what's the challenge.
Okay.
Did you see Nick Bear moved to Nashville, didn't like it, moved back to Austin?
Yeah, I mean, he's also taking back over the company from what I understand.
Yeah.
He's got to take a more direct role in the business.
Well, what even happens in Nashville other than the one strip of bars, the one like Broadway, right?
Drugs.
Like, I feel like there's nothing else there. Right. Yeah. Except for cheap land.
I lived in Tennessee. I know it's just cheap land, drugs and bars.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's something my wife actually appreciates and talks about. It's a protective trait.
Your wife?
It is a protective trait.
I think like a red flag is women who, or anybody who pronounces milk as malk or pillow as pillow.
Tracy.
Genius. Do I do that? You man, do I'm the, getting you do shit
the
on.
You do the pillow.
Pillow?
You say pillow?
Pillow?
Dude, look at this. But Victor's also a good point. I sit Indian style in the corner facing the wall. Now that's a man. That's a fucking real man. Like I hang around Caleb, and I consider Caleb to be a very physically like dominant man. I've never seen Caleb have to like hit all these situational awareness things. Now I have a doubt in my mind when I hang out with Caleb that he can't handle himself.
But he's doing that with you. He's not with a female. Like if you were with
Why would he have to be more physically dominant with a female? Like that seems just to be over the top. She's like, I need to protect this female.
It's not a thing. It's not like a move, bitch. It's not like where he's like, move, bitch, like shoves his chair over and he's like, I have to watch the ball.
It's like if you were with your girl and you were in a crowded place and you guys were trying to go somewhere and you do that little like guide where you like put your hand on her hip and you kind
of
like are guiding her in that
direction. Hold her hand and walk through
the
room.
Do you do the back of the neck grab? Oh my God.
Mint.
You have so many creepy problems. If I had to grab your neck and walk you through the room.
You're taking this way too far. It is so like.
Do you wear a leather and a gag ball when I'm not around?
Yeah. No, literally, it started in track in high school. I was like, I don't know what was going on in my life then. But this dude at track would like grab me by the back of the neck and walk me around. And ever since, I was like, this is.
This is why you have so many tattoos.
100%.
Covering up the scars.
Yeah, dude. I bet you're gonna have like claw prints on the back of your neck tattooed there one day, just as permanent remembrance. You guys are fucking nuts. I don't think we've solved any of the world's problems with this podcast. I think everything that we discussed today is still going to happen at a high level.
Watch the door and grab me by the neck. And we're good.
Dude, I basically know from this point on
and
that you want
$5 and you'll flex.
You want to be partially choked every single time I see you, and you'll feel slightly better about the rest of the day. That's the only thing I've picked up out of this podcast.
Yeah,
you're like
yeah.
a cat that likes their scruff grabbed.
Yeah.
Come here.
Shaking around.
Throwing around.
It's been like 3 weeks since I've been in jiu-jitsu too, so it's like it's getting bad.
This is exactly my point. Back to red flag number six. Girls that do jiu-jitsu.
I haven't been choked out.
We've come full circle.
Wow, dude. Wow. So this guy never had a chance. The guy you talked about dumping earlier in the day, he never had a chance. He should have just hit you right when he said that, and you're like, I'm in for life now.
I bet you if she said she was out and he grabbed the back of her neck, she'd be like, oh, shit, I'm back in. I'm back in it. Sorry.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, this is – you guys are fucked. I'm really happy that I learned slightly more about your psychology today, ladies.
That's all right.
See, the thing is, I think we're more of the like normal ones, so you guys are
really what I've picked up from this podcast is that you guys want to be like slightly demeaned. You want to be like grabbed and like protected and crap.
I don't.
Tracy doesn't like being choked. Tracy is like, don't touch my neck, which I don't get that at all. But Tracy's like, if you touch my neck, I'll fucking.
It depends like, on the situation.
Okay. You're so full of shit. You literally hate being any kind of neck situation.
It just like makes me want to kill somebody.
This is 90 minutes that I may never get back in my life, but I actually really enjoyed myself. If you guys noticed, I was smiling most of the time. We should try this again soon. I hope you have the best shoot people camp.
Thanks.
And Tracy, I know that you're going to go do a Spartan race that cost you too much money. And
Caleb,
it is your birthday. Ew.
Let's go.
It's your birthday today?
Saturday.
Have so much fun.
I'm going to. Any recommendations for Miami? Send them over to me because Saturday is my birthday. High Rocks is Saturday. And then Saturday night, I'm getting lit.
Can you promise to answer my FaceTime so I can wish you a happy birthday?
Can't promise anything.
Have Caleb's number.
I thought you did. I'm pretty sure you do.
No, I don't
think I've talked to Abigail since the last podcast.
Nope. Yeah. Hunter doesn't text me. Caleb doesn't text me.
Abigail says that, but then Abigail doesn't want you to text her because if you end up texting her, then she's like, fuck, I'm in another group chat.
No, I don't want to be in a group chat. I would love to engage and interact with people and all that stuff. I don't want to be in a fucking group chat because if I'm in a group chat with Tracy.
Girl, you don't even answer my texts.
It's yes, because all you send me is fucking gifts.
So what? They're funny. They're fucking funny.
They're super funny.
I see you so many other hours in the day. I see you literally all day. You're in my home. You live in my home.
I have a hard stop. I got to roll. I love you all.
Okay, bye.
He's got to go poop.
Bye. See ya.